Peace be with you.
今天是双语的崇拜，信息的题目是耶稣和他的母亲玛利亚。
On today we have bilingual service. The sermon title is Jesus and his mother Mary.
下个礼拜是什么节啊？
What is the next Sunday?
所以趁着双语的崇拜，我盼望将下个礼拜的信息放到了这个礼拜，好让我们做父母和做儿女的都能学习耶稣和玛利亚他们彼此生命关系中的一些宝贵的东西。
Because the next Sunday is Mother's Day and today is a bilingual service, I would like to advance next Sunday's message to this Sunday so all of us can learn theimportant lesson through the relationship between Jesus and his mother Mary.
玛利亚可以说作为母亲是世界上最困难的一位母亲，因为圣灵在她身体上孕育的耶稣不仅是一个完全的人，也是一个完全的神。
As we can see, Mary probably be the hardest mother to be in this whole world becauseHer son Jesus is a complete man and as well as a complete God.
这就是为什么我们读圣经的时候，当我们读到耶稣和玛利亚关系记载的时候，常常我们会有一些角色定位上的困惑。
This is why we always have some confusion when we read about Mary and Jesus' relationship through the Bible.
比如说，耶稣十二岁那年，他跟着爹妈一起到了耶路撒冷去朝圣。结果他没有跟爹妈打招呼，就留在那里跟一些律法师有一些交通的时候，妈妈找到他了，然后妈妈就来跟他讲说，你为什么没有跟我们讲说？但耶稣却跟母亲说，你们为什么找我呢？岂不知道我应当以我的父为念吗？
There was a passage record recorded that when Jesus was 12 years oldHe was with the parents went to Jerusalem to worship. He left behind to discuss the laws in the temple with the rabbis while his parents went on. After a while, when parents figured out Jesus was not with them, they went back and found him and was not happy about his behavior. And Mary said, why you let us worry about you? And Jesusrespond, didn't you know that I had to be in my father's house?
大家可以想一想，如果我们不知道耶稣是天父上帝独生儿子这个角色，那我们会觉得耶稣作为儿子对母亲玛利亚太不近情理了。
If we didn't know that Jesus was son of God, from his reaction to Mary, we would consider he was such a disrespectful son.
还有一个事情，当耶稣出来传道的时候，有一次在加拿的婚宴上酒用尽了，这个时候妈妈有些急，就跟耶稣说，耶稣啊，他们已经没有酒了。你知道耶稣对妈妈怎么说？他没有称他妈妈，直接称妇人，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
Also there was a incident recorded in John 2nd. It says in the wedding in Cana, there was no more wine. Jesus' mom told him there was no more wine, and Jesus responded, not calling her mother, but woman. Why do you include me? Jesus replied, my hour has not yet come.
如果你读圣经，你会记得耶稣有一句短句叫我的时候，我的时候就是天父上帝的计划在耶稣的心中。耶稣说我没有一件事情是按照我自己的心意去做的，那个时候你才会明白耶稣对妈妈到底说了什么。
When we read Bible, every time when Jesus said my or mine, he refers to God's will, not his. All the things he hasdone or said was according to God's will, not to his own.
所以我要说，玛利亚作为母亲是世界上最困难的一位母亲，因为从她而出的耶稣不仅是人子，也是神子。
So this is why I said Mary was the hardest mother to be in the whole world, because the son coming out of her womb is not only a man of, as a son to her, and also a God, son to God.
但今天呢，我要从一个耶稣从完全的人的角度来讲说玛利亚母亲和他儿子耶稣的关系。
And today I'll start talking from the angle as Jesus as a complete man, to discuss relationship between Mary and Jesus.
我们要知道有一件事情，耶稣能道成肉身完成救赎，耶稣能成就是吧？创始至初女人后裔的这个神的应许，就是借着玛利亚。
We should know one thing is Jesus.Could become our Savior as a descendant of woman and complete the prophecy and the promise of God during the beginning of creation is through Mary.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们要知道我们所信的耶稣，他有一位真实的和我们一样的母亲，这是圣经给我们的一个非常重要的启示。
We should know the Bible gives us a very important revelation that Jesus had a motherJust like every one of us.
我们的救主耶稣要和我们所有的人一样，需要在母腹中孕育成形，需要由一位母亲所生，他也要在母亲的爱抚和养育中长大成人，因为他道成肉身，要成为一个完全的人。
And we should know Jesus went through all the things we experienced, conceived in mother's womb and gave birth to this world.Born to this world through a woman and grew up in the protection and the love from a mother and to complete his mission.
现在你大约可以知道了玛利亚所存在她所扮演的角色是何等的重要，正因为她的存在恰到好处的显示了耶稣的人性的完整和实在。
And from that point we know how important the existence of Mary should be becauseOf her existence proves Jesus a true and a complete humanity.
我们常常来问说，天主教跟我们有什么不一样？所以基督徒常常会说，天主教是崇拜玛利亚。但是我可以告诉弟兄姐妹，如果我们明白圣经的启示，从此以后不要刻意的回避玛利亚。
And a lot of time we're facing the question, what's the difference between Christian and Catholic? And A lot of people will answer the Catholic Church worship Virgin Mary, but from now on, as we know the truth from the Bible, we should not emphasize on this.
我们要不要轻忽了在玛利亚身上所表现出来的耶稣的救赎的意义？
And from that, we should also not neglect the importance of Mary reference to the meaning of salvation.
我们不要轻忽了因着玛利亚所表现出来的耶稣一个完全的人性。
We should not neglect the complete humanity revealed through Mary's existence.
今天我们就要来讲耶稣和玛利亚的母子关系。
Today we will talk about the relationship of mother and son between Mary and Jesus.
耶稣和玛利亚彼此关系在圣经上讲的并不多，但是他们仍然可以成为我们所学习的榜样。
Though the interaction between Mary and Jesus was not recorded that much in the Bible, but we still can learn a good example from them.
今天我讲四个心。
Today we're going to talk about four kinds of heart.
第一个心是玛利亚的信心和爱心。
The first is talking about Mary'sbelieving heart and the loving heart.
耶稣的母亲玛利亚留给我们，特别是母亲们的榜样，首先是她对上帝的坚定的信心。
The good example Mary left for us, especially for mothers here, is her believing heart.
圣经记载非常奇妙，在路加福音的第一章，神很幽默的把祭司撒加利亚和童女玛利亚做了一个非常强烈鲜明的对比。
In Gospel Luke, Bible record a very vivid comparison between a priest Zechariah and Mary.
在第一章里，都是天使来报信，都是怀孕生子。
It's all about angel came to make an announcement about giving birth to a child.
都是上帝给为还没有出生的孩子起好名字，都是人要对神所看来是不可能的事情做出信心的回应。
It's all about God giving the names to the unborn child, and also about the human's response to the God's miracle work, though it was unbelievable to humans.
撒迦利亚作为祭司和他的太太玛利亚，他们已经祷告了一辈子了，是个属灵的人，但是上帝从来没有给他们孩子，他们的信心已经上到了，已经没不再为这个事情来祷告了。
Priest Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth were old, and they were pray to God all for their life, but they were never given a child.
所以当上帝派天使来告诉他，你以后会有个孩子，起名叫约瑟的约翰的时候，他竟然回答天使说，我凭什么可以知道这件事情呢？因为我老了，我的太太也已经年纪老迈了。
And when angel came to Zechariah and told him he would have a child, this is how Zechariah responds. How can I be sure of this? I'm old man and my wife is well along in years.
这件事情的后果是什么呢？
What's the result of the
conflict? 这个成为神出口的撒迦利亚这个祭司，竟然因为不相信神的这样的应许，以致在那一刻他就成了一个哑巴，他没有办法在圣殿里服侍。
As a result of his disbelieving, as a priest, he always spoke for God. At that moment, he lost his voice. He couldn't speak anymore.
幽默的上帝马上让我们看到另外一个场景。过了不久，天使加百列对这个撒迦利亚的亲戚玛利亚几乎说了同样的话。
And not long after, Gabriel the angel talked to Zechariah's relative Mary almost the same thing.
从圣经的记载来说，两者的相比是非常鲜明的。撒迦利亚是疑惑的，玛利亚却是勇敢的。
From the Bible's comparison, we can see Zechariah had doubt, Mary had courage.
祭司撒迦利亚最后是看到太太怀孕了才相信的，但是玛利亚这是不凭眼见，认定了就愿意去遵行。
We see Zechariah finally believed when he.Saw his wife pregnant, but Mary went along even before the things happened.
撒迦利亚是老年得子，是一件人人见到都喜欢的事情。但是玛利亚却是童女怀孕，充满风险。如果她的未婚夫不接纳她，那么她不仅会被人所弃，甚至还有生死之忧。
For Zechariah, he got a son at his old age. Should be a very wonderful thing. People came to celebrate with him, but to Mary, a virgin, gave birth to a child, will be full of obstacles. If her fiance denied her, she would not also be deserted by the culture and the people around her, but also she would face the life and death situation.
今天我们作为母亲，我们都知道要重视胎教，孩子在妈妈的肚子里，我们就要开始有这方面的培养。
As mothers, we all know today, we are very value the prenatal education.
但圣经早就揭示了一个真理，告诉我们，如果作为母亲，你能够对神有单纯的信心，那么神就会让你腹中的孩子蒙受大福。
Yet Bible reveals as a truth, if mother has a pure faith towards God, and the baby in your womb will be full of blessing from God.
你看到圣经有一个记载，啊，伊丽莎白，啊，就是撒迦利亚的太太，她看到玛利亚怀孕了，玛利亚，她竟然说了这样的话。
And there was one recorded in Bible.
我们一起来读好吗？
And we can all read together Chinese and English together.
你在妇女中是有福的，你所怀的胎也是有福的。这相信的女子是有福的，因为主对她所说的话都要应验。你玛利亚有信心，你不仅你有福，你怀的胎也因着你的信心而有福。
It says, not only Mary, you're blessed because of your faith. The child you bear also be blessed. because of your faith.
我们来看新约圣经，当保罗讲到提摩太的时候，他怎么讲？
In the New Testament, when Paul talked about Timothy's faith, this is how the Bible said.
我们一起来读好吗？
We can all read together.
讲到你心里无伪之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗伊和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。保罗在揭示一个怎样的真理？信心是可以传承的，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Here Paul says, belief and faith can be carried on.
提摩太里面无伪的信心原来不是只是保罗给他的，是他的外婆接着他的妈妈传到他身上的。
And the sincere faith in Timothy is carried on from his grandmother and to his mother, then to him.
我年少的时候就经历我外婆，她怎么在病痛中、死亡中经历医治、被拯救、信主，然后整个生命开始复兴的整个经历，神迹奇事。
When I was young, I personally witnessed how faith saved my grandmother through her struggle in sickness, in death, and finally miracle healing, and God, the faith empowered her to do many wonderful things.
外婆的成分不好，文化大革命要抄家，所有东西都交上去了，但是她冒着生命危险把圣经和赞美诗留了下来。
And our family is not considered as a good does not have good status in the Cultural Revolution, and our whole house was searched and robbed during that time. But my grandmother saved Bible and hymns at the cost of her life, almost.
文化大革命，他就悄悄地在传福音。我们很担心，你不要跟年轻的人传，你跟年轻的传就是教唆犯。但是他告诉我说，他的胆子像贼一样大。
And during the Cultural Revolution, she was still preaching gospel to the people around, and the family members kind of warning her not to talk to the young people because otherwise she will be considered as instigators.
我信了主以后，我对灵魂有很大的负担，我从福音里面有很大的热情，我相信这一颗火是从我外婆那边传过来的，和我妈妈那边传过来的。
When I became a Christian, and there was fire burning in my soul to the unbelievers, and I believe this passion is carried on from my grandmother to my mother, then to me.
盼望我今天的话能够成为你的鼓励，而不要让你失落，觉得自己好像没有这样一个属灵的外婆，像提摩太一样。
I hope what I said today become an encouragement, not the other way. Don't be discouraged if you don't have a good grandmother like Timothy.
或许你是你的家族中或者家庭中第一代的基督徒。我们在座的第一代基督徒，让我举手看看好吗？第一代的，哇嗨 ，OK.
Maybe you're the first generation or the first one in your family to become a Christian.
接近要五分之四都是第一代的基督徒。
Among us, there are 80% are first generation Christian.
今天在座的或许你还年少，只是一个中学生，但是你现在就对主如果有大有信心的话，你一样可以成为你未来的儿女，你的儿女的一个祝福。
Among us, maybe some are just a middle school student, and you're the first person in your family to become a Christian.And don't worry, if you keep your faith, and you can be the blessing to your family and your children in the future.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我今天不是在跟你说什么笑话。如果你对神有信心的话，你可以成为耶稣的母亲，可以成为耶稣的弟兄啊。
I'm not kidding. If you have the faith, and you can be someone like Jesus' mom and the brothers and sisters.
有一天，耶稣在传道。他的母亲和妈妈来找他，这时候别人就打断耶稣了。耶稣啊，你的妈妈和你的兄弟在外面等你。耶稣这时候怎么说？
And、
谁是我的弟兄？谁是我的母亲？
And once when Jesus was preaching, and he was told his mother and brothers were outside looking for him, then he said,
我们一起来红字把它读出来好吗？看
哪、
啊、我的母亲我的弟兄，凡遵循我天父旨意的也就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。所以你能不能凭着信心再想说，神啊，我因着信心我可以成为耶稣的母亲，也可以成为耶稣的弟兄啊。
As the verse 50 said, just like if we have faith and do God's will, and we can be a brothers, sisters, and even mother to Jesus.
上个礼拜孔毅在讲到，秦总讲到，我们信心中有三个层面，我觉得对我们是一个蛮大的挑战。
Last Sunday, Brother Roger Kong was preaching here, talk about the three stages of faith.
他说第一个相信，好像我们相信有一位耶稣一样，但是相信这个耶稣可能跟我没有关系，这是第一个信心。
The first stage is called believe that. If you can believe there is a Jesus, but he could have no relationship to you.
第二个信心是信而遵而，你信他而且遵循他去行。
The second stage is believe inIt's like you believe in him and you will do his will.
我相信在座的都相信这个世界上有一位耶稣，但是你相信不相信耶稣是为你死的，你愿意为耶稣而活，这就是。
The difference is a lot of people believing there is a God. The difference is do you believe in him that Jesus died for your sin and you will live for him.
上个礼拜我们新生命的主日学在操练怎么来读主导文。
Last Sunday, during our Sunday school of New Life, we were practicing how to pray according to the God's prayer.
讲到我们如何免别人债的时候，有一位弟兄说，我想到一些对我不好的人，我每天晚上牙根都会发痒，他说。
And there was one brother sharing that he had an experience when he thought those people who were bad to him, he felt he was, even his teeth were clutched with anger.
信仰是很挑战的，你学主导文就是跟着耶稣去说，我赦免他，我免了这个债，虽然他欠我，所以那天迎着圣灵的感动，他接受祷告。
And faith is a challenge experience, and a lot of time when we do things accordingly, we have to struggle at that day. That brother prayed and released.
这个礼拜我等会回去问他，你这个礼拜每天晚上睡觉牙根还痒不痒？
And today I will ask him at the night were his teeth still clutched in the past week with anger.
信心的第三个层面是一种生命的状态，是耶稣在我的里面，我也在耶稣的里面。
The third stage of belief is a life revealing. It's like you're in Jesus, Jesus is in you.
如果你是一位母亲，你愿意效仿玛利亚，我可以告诉你，你养育的孩子绝对是有福的。
I say if you are a mother and you want to follow the example of Mary.I can tell you for sure your child is a blessed one.
现在我们教会连续十个礼拜主日学在讲说如何教养我们儿女。
In our church Sunday school, there has been a series of parenting for 10 weeks.
我们很多的时候是在强调一些教养儿女的方法，方法固然很重要，但问题是我们作为父母，我们倘若我们跟神的关系不对头，如果我们对神没有信心，那么再好的方法其实也很难行出来的。
During this series, we are very emphasized on the method. But I need to tell you, if as parents we don't have faith in God and we don't have a right relationship with God, even the best method we learned, it would be very hard to practice.
比如说，我善待别人。就是对我自己最好的时候，这句话告诉大家的时候，我相信每个人都是阿们的。但是如果我们没有跟上帝有好的关系，我们这种善行也没有办法教育我们的孩子，自己也行不出来。
As we all know, as there's one saying, if you're kind to others, it's the same way as you're kind to yourself. And we all will say amen to this saying, but if we don't have a right relationship with God,it will be very hard for us to practice this good deed.
我最近看了一个报道，非常有意思，我马上讲给你听。报道的第一个题目是你的儿女为什么不诚实。
Recently I read a report about why your children are not honest.
一群父母被告知你们要做实验，有很高的奖品，很简单，两个封闭，朝上还是朝下，一边是蓝的一边是绿的，拿到两个都是拿绿的，那么你就会得到一个很重的奖品。但是根据概率，得到奖品的人至多25%，大家明白吗？你会说算数，你马上知道的，只有四分之一的可能性。
During this report, there was a survey among a group of parents, and it's a very simple experiment. They were asked to throw two coins. One side was green, the other side is blue. If you get both sides green, you will have a very high claimed prize.
但是最后得到奖品是60%，所以做实验的人马上知道里面有很多人在撒谎。
Then at the end, there are 60% of the people claim they got both green. And as we all know from the statistics, only 25%, around that percentage, will get the both green.
结果的题目就是你的儿女为什么撒谎？因为你撒谎，你的儿女也撒谎。
So as a result, because parents, you're dishonest, so that's why your kids are not.
第二个题目非常有意思，他说家长父母爱儿子，父母爱在儿子面前撒谎，胜于在女儿面前。
The second result is showing parents would like to be dishonest in front of son more than in front of daughters.
第二个实验是这样，这群父母跟自己的儿子在一起翻，结果得到的奖品是40%，所以还有人撒谎，因为跟儿子在一起。
The second experiment is the parents were flipping coins with sons, and there were 40% claim the prize.
OK, 现在跟女儿在一起了啊，一群家长跟女儿，结果概率是25%，得奖的频率也25%。结论什么呢？因为家长觉得，如果我女儿如果也撒谎的话，她以后生命中遭的灾要比儿子来的大，所以她概率就提高了，就这样。
Then the third experiment is parents were flipping coins with the daughters, and the winning claim percentage is 25%, which is about right. And the conclusion is parents think if daughters grow up dishonest, she will face a more difficult life in life. So that's why parents are more honest with daughters.
你作为父母对上帝有信心吗？如果你有信心，你的孩儿女也有信心。你的上帝有爱心吗？你如果有爱心，你的孩子也对上帝有爱心。其实这个是传承过来的。所以我今天怎么来教育儿女？我挑战弟兄姐妹，首先你跟上帝搞成关系，然后才能祝福你的孩子。
As we know, faith and a loving heart are carried on. If you want your children to have faith and a loving heart, be the one who have faith and a loving heart. So the first thing you do is come to God and get right the relationship between you and God.
大家记得我讲第一个心是什么心啊？
Remember
对天父的什么信心啊？现在讲对圣子他儿子的爱心。
So the second heart we're going to talk about is the loving heart to the son.
圣诞的故事早就表明了母亲玛利亚对圣婴耶稣牺牲的爱。
In the story of Christmas, we all know the sacrificing love of Mary to her son Jesus.
今天我们来庆祝耶稣生日的时候，我们很少去会思想那一刻将要临盆的母亲玛利亚要承担多少的担忧、恐惧和不便。
Now we seldom think about how much stress and fear Mary would face during the moment she gave birth to Jesus.
玛利亚要临产了，但是没有接生婆。玛利亚临产了，所有的需要的临盆的东西可能都没有。
She was about to give birth, but there was no midwife, no necessities who would help to give birth.
玛利亚，当她耶稣出生的时候，她知道希律王要追杀， 他可能连月子餐都没有吃，月子都没有坐，我不知道以色列人会不会坐月子，结果背井离乡出逃埃及。
And I know there was a very difficult time after Jesus' birth, and Mary probably didn't have any like a special treat during the first month after birth, and later on she had to face run away from the massacre, from the killing the all the children under two.
玛利亚出生不久，她已经预言临到，她一生都会为这个孩子承受极大的苦难，有一天她的心都会被刀刺透。
And after not long after she gave birth, she knew the prophecy of her future life related to this child. This child, her son, will face a big torment in his life, and she, her heart will be pierced through.
所以你看，耶稣临死的时候，玛利亚都守着那个耶稣，看着耶稣的离开，她的心真的被刀刺痛，一生都是爱着耶稣，直到死都是如此。
And we also saw Mary at the last moment of Jesus on the cross. She was there caring, loving him to the last moment of his life.
今天我们不需要把玛利亚神化，因为连耶稣都是一个完全的人，所以从某种意义上说，耶稣都可以成为我们效法的榜样，那玛利亚也是如此。
Now we know Jesus is a complete man. We don't need to give more a deity to Mary, but we just need to accept Mary as a complete person.
我们在圣经中看到年少的耶稣要像其他的灵舍的孩子一样的成长的过程，是天父上帝的旨意和计划。
And from Bible we know it is God's plan. Jesus would grow up just like a regular child to a teenager to a man.
圣经几乎只有一处记载了耶稣和玛利亚如何，玛利亚和约瑟如何管教耶稣的一段的记载。
In Bible, there was only one record about how Mary and Joseph disciplined Jesus.
你借着这段经文，大概可以知道耶稣的肉身也渐渐长大，身体强健，充满智慧。
And from this Bible verse, you know how Jesus grew up and be pleasing to God and the people, and was a strong physical fit figure and the spiritual gift.
你可以看到耶稣有从小就有独立的与人交往的能力。
You can see Jesus was very independent in his social life.
你可以看到玛利亚、约瑟都很敬虔，每年的逾越节都要带着耶稣去耶城朝圣。
And you know, Joseph and Mary were very godly people. They went to Jerusalem every May to pay their worship.
你可以看到他们的家其实很清贫的，但是他们都是尽力来养育耶稣。
You know, their family were pretty poor, but they gave the best to Jesus.
你在四十八节可以看到什么？
When you see verse 48, what can you see?
你可以看到玛利亚对耶稣的责备是蛮严厉的。
You can see it was pretty serious when Mary disciplined Jesus.
她虽然看到自己的儿子是这么聪明，但是她仍然行使母亲的职责。
She saw how smart and wise when Jesus talked to the rabbi.
我的儿子，你为什么像我这样行呢？你没有告诉我们就留在这里呢？你让我们多么的操心啊，甚至我们是伤心的。
And on verse 8 she said when his parents saw him they were abashed, they were astonished. His mother said to him, son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you.
解经家对这个有不同的解说，但是我自己的感受是说，母亲玛利亚对耶稣的爱怜和品行上的管教是严厉的。
And there were many different Bible scholars gave comment on this Bible record. But for me, I could see how loving, serious discipline that Mary and Joseph gave to Jesus when he was young.
刚才我们已经看到了，圣经说耶稣在年少的时候就充满智慧。在耶稣的身上，我们不难看到母亲玛利亚的影子。
And the Bible said when Jesus was young, he had already revealed his wisdom, and that also reflect the image of Mary.
玛利亚很善于思想，碰到任何的事情，面对上帝的时候，她常常会反复的思想啊，存记在心。
As we know, Mary is a thinker. When anything related to God's will, he will put into her heart and think again.
在圣经中，玛利亚有一首尊主颂，是非常有名的。解经家说，在这首尊主颂里面，光是从诗篇上就有五处的地方引摘了下来，摘录了下来。
In Bible, there was a one called some of respecting God after Mary agreed to be the virgin to carry Jesus. And the Bible scholars said there were at least five places reference to the Psalm in Old Testament.
解经家说，玛利亚家里很穷，不会有圣经的，所以她一定是非常认真去听到的人，所以她把所有圣经的话都存记在心里，以致可以带着感恩，将对上帝的敬拜借着诗歌可以表达出来。
Bible scholars said Mary's family was poor. There could not be any situation her family owns an old scripture, an old testament scripture. So that leads to the conclusion means Mary must beVery diligent, and when she went to the temple and listened to the preach, and all the words she heard put into her heart.
所以我想告诉弟兄姐妹，一个母亲的敬虔首先会影响到她的孩子。所以我们在耶稣的身上可以看到玛利亚的影子。
Because the godliness of a mother will surely reflect on her children.So that's why we say from Jesus' action doing, and we can see the image of Mary.
我们在玛利亚的生命中看到那种敬虔和谦卑，看到她的勇敢和那种诗意，看到她的从的安静和默念，我们都从耶稣的身上可以找到影子。
Mary is a person full of courage and thinking, peace.Thoughtful, humble, and submissive. And all these we can see through Jesus.
好，我们今天来思想耶稣怎么是一个充满智慧的一个孩子，玛利亚到底对他有什么样的一个管教和养育。我在圣经中，我曾经也跟弟兄姐妹讲过，犹太人他们有四种智慧，四个层面，对我们今天可能会有一些提醒。
And we all know Jesus is a very wise child, and from then we know how. Then we want to study how Mary was teaching him growing up. We all know that Jewish people has four kind of teaching about wisdom.
我们世界上的人常常觉得犹太人。聪明就是会赚钱，我们看到的只是事情的表面。
In this world, many people consider Jewish people are smart only because they can make lots of money.
看啊，第一种智慧是技能上的，关乎我们一生成功和失败，关乎孩子以后能否靠此赚钱养生。耶稣学木匠，保罗学织帐篷。
The first type of wisdom the Jewish children need to acquire is related to skill. It determines if they are going to succeed or fail in their life, and if they can make a living with their skill. And we see Jesus learn how to be a carpenter, and Paul learn how to make tents.
我们在海外华人也是一样，非常重视孩子的教育，我们甚至可能比犹太人更厉害，我们强调课后的才艺教育，不愿意让孩子输在起跑线上。
And as Chinese parents overseas, we're at the same level, not if not saying more, and we don't want to our kids lose at the starting point, and we are very emphasized on children's education.
但是犹太人并没有停在第一个智慧上，他们马上进入第二个智慧，第二个智慧关乎这个孩子的聪明和愚笨，关乎这个孩子以后独立生活以后怎么样，孩子怎么能够料理，怎么能够支配时间，怎么与人相处。
The Jewish people not stop at the first level wisdom teaching. The next level is the wisdom about life. This is reference toSmart and full. It determines how the children going to live their own life, manage time, how to interact with others when they leave parents, live all by themselves.
几天前我看到一个报道，因为大学新生要开始进入了，结果美国59%的大学的辅导中心，他们整个关于这孩子的那个心理辅导的费用急剧的上升。
Because of universities, the New Year's about to begin, I start to read some about freshman news, and I said I discovered that 59% of university in the U.S. has a big budget increase reference to students' mental health need.
在美国10%的新生已经表示他们经常情绪低落，这个中心里面26%的药物是治疗精神疾病的。
In that counseling center, they say 10% of the freshmenThey've already experienced long-term depressing, and 26% of the people, the students, come to the counseling are on medication.
所以我们要得出一个结论：今天你只是对你的孩子，只是注重在你以后吃饭的本领上。我盼望你能够借着犹太人的智慧来知道，原来聪明和愚笨、生活的智慧更高 ，EQ 是重于 IQ 的。
And I hope we could learn from the Jewish people, not stop at the first level wisdom preparation for our kids, and we should know the wisdom about life is more important than this wisdom about skill.
我们马上可以看到，犹太人没有停止在这里，他马上进入一个道德上的智慧。你今天对孩子的品行上的这些关注，你有没有留步？
They're not stopping there yet. And the next level is the wisdom and moral. And have you taught about kind and wicked and all those good characters reference to the bad stuff? So our parents, have you talked to your children about wisdom?
你的孩子成绩很好，你可能不管他懒惰、贪婪、妒忌或者其他的，我们有没有这样？其实作为父母，我们是否注意到我们孩子现在在读书已经开始走向完全不同的人生道路？
And some parents, I would like to ask you if your children are good at acquiring skills. Have you discovered they're lazy, they're jealous, and maybe they're walking onto a very differentpath in their life.
前不久有一个洛杉矶有个报道，12个人涉案，为了争风吃醋，把两个小女孩架到公园，然后用烟头烫，然后拍裸照。你要知道，犯了重罪。
Not long ago, there were 12 children committed a crime. They, because of jealousy, they took two girls to the park, and they used cigarettes to burn their skin, the victim's skin, and take photos of those two girls while they were naked, and there was a big crime.
12个涉案的人都是学生，都是学生，最小的只有14岁，最大的21岁。
Those 12 people, they were all students. The youngest was 14, the oldest was 21.
所以最后的犹太人非常清楚，最后的那个智慧是有关于生死的，至终的也是最高的。我们有没有做家长，我们有没有思想，我们的孩子有没有得救，他在永恒的生命中是不是跟神有关系。
The Jewish consider the ultimate wisdom is spiritual wisdom. It is regards living or death, blessed or cursed. And this is very, very important to us as well. Have your children believe in God and have their life issue resolved.
今年我们有两个学生毕业，明年可能有五六个要毕业。我们做家长的，我们有没有思想？当我们的孩子离开你之前，你有没有把耶稣真实的介绍给他？
This year we will have two graduates.Going to college next year, probably 5. As parents, have you talked to your children about their faith before they leaving you to college?
今年我的孩子要上大学了，我们也常常在为他祷告。
This year, my son is going to college, and we often pray for him.
有一天，父母不在他身边了，但耶稣在不在他身边呢？
One day, as parents, we will not be by his side.At that time, will Jesus be at his side?
孩子可以不怕父母，但是他怕耶稣就够了。
Children, it's okay for children not to fear their parents, but they need to fear God.
孩子从小带，我们把他带到教会，有一些他不，我们不在他身边了。到主日的时候，他有没有第一个想到，我今天要去圣殿敬拜主？
At the past 10 or so years, we brought him to church.Every Sunday, so one day he will leave us, and when Sunday comes, would he think about this is the time for me to go worship?
今天在美国，80%从小跟着父母到教会的年轻人，一上大学80%就离开教会，离开耶稣。我的孩子会不会在80%里面？这是我要想的。
The statistics said 80% of the churchgoer.With parents would leave will no longer go to church after they graduate and go to college.
我想了两个心，玛利亚的关于儿子的两个心，第一个什么心？对上帝什么？信心。第二个对儿子什么？爱心，爱到死的心。好，现在我想人子耶稣作为儿子对上帝的顺服之心和对母亲的孝敬之心。
We talk about the two hearts of Mary, which is the believing heart to God and the loving heart to his son. Now we talk about Jesus, that his submit heart to God and respectful heart to parents.
耶稣出来传道之前，整个的生活你会看到耶稣是对上帝完全的顺服。
Before Jesus came out to preach, we can see from his life through his submission to his heavenly father.
他顺服天父为他预备的一切的生活环境。
He submitted to all the environment that God prepared for him.
我们有没有想过，耶稣是未婚妈妈所生的？
Have we thought about Jesus was born to a girl not married yet?
我们有没有想过？在犹太人讲说他很重家谱，某某某生了某某某，但是称到耶稣的时候，不称他爸爸是约瑟的，是木匠的儿子。你说耶稣的心情会怎么想
？And Jewish people very respect the family line. They often say this son is a child of this person's name. But when they talk about Jesus, they only say he is not called a son of Joseph, but he said son of a carpenter.
耶稣出生在马槽，然后一出生就可能被杀戮。
And he was born in a stable, and right after he was facing the killing and had to be a refugee.
他在拿撒勒，那个地方从来被别人看不起的地方。
His hometown Nazareth was a disrespectful part of the culture.
我们可以想一想，如果上帝把我们放在这样一个生长的环境中，我们会不会抱怨上帝的不公？
If we were put into this kind of living environment and experience, would we complain to God, you're so unfair?
我今天看到有不少的做儿女的看不起自己的父母，觉得他们知识贫乏，生活清寒，地位低下。
I see a lot of children nowadays, they disrespectful to their parents because they consider their parents lack of knowledge, not speaking good English, and not making enough money.
我今天看到许多的孩子对父母一点都不尊重。
And I see many kids do not respect their parents.
所以做爹妈的有这样的话，在中国，当我有了儿子的时候，我就做儿子了；当我有了孙子的时候，我就做孙子了。
So there was a saying in among the Chinese culture, is that when I have a son, then I become a son of, then I become a son. When I have grandson, then I become a grandson.
作为儿女，我自己想到我曾经大大的得罪过我的父亲。
As a son, I know once I was in debt to my father.
在中国住房很小，我是长子，结婚了，爸爸把他住的房子让给我，他住在阁楼上。
In China, many people know we have a very crowded family living in a family living in a very crowded house, apartment. And I was the firstborn. When I got married, my father gave me his bedroom and the living to like a storage.Room.
家里很小，所以平时休息的时候就是一间大的房间。那一天，我的爸爸在里面看报，这时候我的朋友来了。
And the house was very small, and there was only one big room. And when we rest, we all sitting in that room. One day, my dad was reading newspaper in that room. My friends came.
这个时候我就想，我的朋友都是烟友，大家抽烟嘛，所以当着父亲的面不太好意思。再说那个时候我正好犯胃病，正好在胃出血。
My friends are all smoking, so I didn't want my dad to see me smoking. Plus at that time I had stomach bleeding issue, so I didn't want my dad to know.I was smoking with my friend.
所以我请我的爸爸离开房间，然后我把门锁起来，我们两个就抽烟了。就在这个时候，刚抽烟不久，突然爸爸敲门，开门进来，一看到我们抽烟，他竟然没有骂我，骂我的朋友，说你不知道志刚现在在胃出血，你还给他去抽烟，结果把我的烟从窗子扔出去。这时候我就骂我的爸爸。
And my dad left, and my friend and I started smoking. Right at that moment, my dad knocked on the door and came in and saw us smoking. He didn't scold on me, but to my friends, and he said, "How could you know that Zhigang was having a stomach bleeding issue and you let him smoking with you?" And my dad threw my cigarette outside the window.
浪子的故事是说，他回到家的时候，他跟神说：“神啊，我得罪了天，也得罪了你父亲。我也是一样，我不是得罪父亲，我是得罪天。我不懂这个道理，我得罪了天，也得罪了我的父亲。”
And after my father threw the cigarette out, I was mad at my father. just like the Bible said that disrespectful son came back, he said, I was disrespectful to God and disrespectful to you.
我们可以看到耶稣圣经上的榜样，圣经上的榜样，他就告诉我们，天父无论为他无惧怎样的生活环境，他都安心在主的面前，顺服在主的面前。
As Bible said, doesn't matter what kind of environment, Heavenly Father prepared for Jesus, He submitted Himself into it.
所以圣经清楚的，可能没有那个，神也是真实的，将耶稣的榜样放在我们面前。
So Jesus set us a real and a good example for us about submission.
所以圣经上是这样说，当这件事情以后，耶稣是顺服他们父母，回到了拿撒勒。
And from the temple's incident, Jesus left himself behind the parents, and Bible also said Jesus submit to his parents and came back to with them to Nazareth.
五十二节说，耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心，都一同的增长。
And by that time, and in Luke chapter 2:51, it says, and then he went to Nazareth. In 52 said, and Jesus grew in wisdom and a stature and in favor with God and the man.
这些经文表明耶稣的生命是平衡的，智慧和身量，他的身体的发育，神和人对他的喜爱都是一同增长，没有偏差。
And from that verse we see Jesus grew in balance, his wisdom and his stature, and his balance, and also he is favored in both God and man. It's balanced.
这些经文也表明耶稣从小就尊重顺服父母，讨神的喜悦。
And these verses also tell us, even as a young child, Jesus respect parents and in favor.
耶稣是我们所有做儿女的榜样。
And Jesus is the example for all of us as children.
所以，一个做儿女的如果不晓得尊重顺服父母，那么他不讨神的喜悦，也拦阻了神本来要借着父母赐给他的福气。
As children, if we don't know, if we disrespect to our parents, we would not receive the blessing from God through our parents.
我们再来看耶稣对母亲玛利亚的孝敬之心。
Then let us see the respectful heart to the mother.
相信耶稣很小的时候就已经跟着父亲约瑟学木匠了。
I believe Jesus learned how to be a carpenter when he was very young with his father.
约瑟早年就过世了，作为长子，耶稣不仅要照顾寡母玛利亚，还要帮着抚养年幼的弟兄姐妹。
And we know Joseph died when Jesus was young, so Jesus needed to take care of the widow mother and also his siblings.
所以儿女对父母的孝敬，首先不是一个文化上、传统上、道德上的要求，它反映了上帝创造时的一种伦理秩序。
So, respect to our parents is not just a requirement from a culture or moral standard. It also reflects an order when God creates the human relation.
耶稣是我们生命中孝敬父母的榜样。
Jesus set a good example for us how to respect our parents.
耶稣对母亲的孝敬可以最高的表现在十字架上，他临死的时候告诉这门徒要照看自己的母亲。
It's respectful heart to Mary revealed in the last moment of his life. He said to his disciple, look to take care of his mother.
所以我在想，耶稣其实跟我们一样，他作为一个完全的人出生的时候，他所认识和遵循的第一个生命的律法就是对母亲的亲近和依赖。
As we know, as a complete man, after his birth, the first commandment he obeyed is to respect his mother.
所以耶稣出生的时候在母亲的怀抱中，33年以后他从十字架上下来仍然睡在母亲的怀中。
Jesus was born in the arm of Mary and 33 years later he died in her arms as well.
母亲节马上就要到了，作为儿女你会对你的母亲做些什么呢？
Mother's Day is coming. What will you do to your mother?
神在每一位母亲的心里都住了自己的形象，所以母亲在他们天然的本性中有许多像上帝的地方。
God put his image in mother's life so the mother can reveal a lot of good attributes of God.
母亲不仅是我们儿女生命中崇高的存在，他们也是上帝牺牲的爱的一个表证。
Mothers are revealing God's sacrificing love in our lives and on top and their existence is honorable in our life.
如果你想了解上帝，你也可以从母爱开始切入。
If you want to understand God's love, you can start understanding mother's love.
我也在想下个礼拜母亲会得到卡片和鲜花。
I think next week many mothers will receive cards and flowers.
但是我想作为母亲他们最盼望的是自己的儿女能够在上帝赐给他们的学习工作和侍奉的机会和地方能够结出成果来。
And I think what mother most desires gift will be the fruit her children produce during their hard working in school and the working place through the opportunity that God gives them.
所以他们如果是这样的话，作为母亲，他们的重担会减半，喜乐会加倍。
If that's the case, mother's burden will reduce in half and happiness will be doubled.
我现在送给儿做儿女的最后一句话是中国的一个古话，叫树欲静而风不止，子欲养而亲不待。
The last thing I would like to say to the children is an old saying from of Chinese. It says
我解释一下意思，它的意思是说一棵树想不动，但是实在没办法，因为风在动它也只能动。
The first part is thatTree desires to be peace, but it couldn't because the wind kept on blowing.
我们做儿女的有良心啊，想孝敬父母，但是没办法，孝父母已经不在世界上。
And the second part it says, children has conscience and desires to pay respect to parents, and yet the parents are no longer there.
我们都是做儿女的，趁着父母还在。好好的孝敬他们。
We are all children. While we have parents to take care and pay respect, let's do that.
上帝会纪念你。
God will remember you.
我们一同祷告。
Let's all pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear God, we thank you.
谢谢你在生命中将玛利亚和耶稣的形象放在我面前，成为我们人生的榜样。
Thank you for the good example of Mary and Jesus.
让我们真的对上帝有信心，让我们真的对人有爱心。
So we can have good faith in God and loving heart to the people around us.
让我们真的对上帝有顺服之心，我们对自己的父母有孝敬的之心。
Let us have a submissive heart to God and a respectful heart to our parents.
赦免我们过去的不足。
Please forgive.
让我生出一个悔改的心。
And help us to repent.
让我们真的是爱我们的父母。
Give us heart and love so we can love our parents.
让我们也能够从神得到智慧来养育我们的儿女。
As parents, God please give us wisdom so teach us how to raise our children.
求神让我们在我们的家庭中，在亲子关系上得着荣耀。
May God be glorified in our family relation and in theparenting process.
听我们在你面前的祷告，感恩奉耶稣的名。
Hear our pray and our grateful heart to you. Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.